It's not clear yet how the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, and the three other Americans were killed. Some reports say that the gunmen who attacked the consulate were from a group known as Ansar al-Sharia. Witnesses told reporters that while the attack was going on, the streets around the consulate were cordoned off by bearded fighters who looked like jihadists, armed with automatic weapons, including heavy machine guns, and rocket launchers. The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, said the killers were part of a small and savage group. In Washington at the White House, President Obama condemned the attack.
There is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts. And this attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya.
The American who made an internet film that protesters say insulted the Prophet Muhammad has reportedly gone into hiding. The film has been blamed for the attacks in Benghazi and on the US Embassy in Cairo. But there were attacks on foreigners in Benghazi, including the British ambassador to Libya, before the row about the film. Libya's foreign ministry said the killings of the Americans could not be justified in any way. They were contrary to the teachings of Islam and international law. Libya is in the throes of an attempt to turn the wreckage of Gaddafi's dictatorship into a democracy. A new prime minister is about to be named after recent elections. But the killing of the US ambassador shows once again that there are serious doubts about the capacity of the weak central government and the security services in Libya to control the country. Armed groups continue to have real power and to act seemingly with impunity.